Sergeant Scott Ritchie is the detachment commander with McLennan RCMP. Sergeant, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. McLennan RCMP is requesting public input into the performance plan priorities for the 2022 fiscal year. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, Sergeant, just comments on the fact that the survey is happening.
Yes, we always want to reach out for some public input. As the police, we regularly have contact with elected officials in our various communities and municipalities. But one of the things we've really tried to put a little extra focus on here the last couple of years is kind of just reaching out to the general public and giving them that opportunity to have input and comment on what they think the RCMP should be doing in their communities.
How much of that input is processed, and how much of that input is helpful from the community?
All of it, any input, is always helpful. So, as I tell people, we really rely on the public as the police to help us do our job properly. You know, we're only there's half a dozen of us looking after several communities in a large geographic area. We can't be everywhere all the time, and so we really rely on input from the public as to what's happening in your community. You know, what do you think the police's priorities are? Because ultimately, that's, you know, we're trying to provide that service to the public. So any input from the community is really important to us.
I was going to ask, Sergeant, are there any specific notes or something that you were looking for to bring out of this survey?
Not anything specific. Like, we already have ideas, obviously, because we're out and about and involved in investigating crimes that are reported to us. We have the input that we receive from the elected officials, which we're assuming they're getting from their constituents. We're looking for anything that we might be missing, areas would be overlooked, how big or how small, it doesn't matter. We have our priorities on crime reduction, obviously, especially with rural crime and property crime. Those are huge priorities in our communities and for us as the police as well. And we've seen some positive trends in that regard here the last few months. But we're just looking for anything we might be overlooking, just so we can factor into our decision-making for our operations.
I'm only guessing here, Sergeant, but I'm guessing here that some of the input could be not only curtailing the bad, I guess, for lack of a better term, but also finding the good as well.
Yeah, for sure. We certainly look for any positive comments, people that if they've had some positive interactions with the police, if we've, you know, maybe had a positive program of some sort in the past that people would like to see come back. Any sort of input that way, for sure, that we can have more of that positive non-enforcement relationship and interaction with the community. We're always looking for things like that too. It's one of the drawbacks of police work. We tend to deal with people only in negative circumstances, where either they've done something wrong or something bad has happened to a family member or that type of thing. So any positive interactions we can have is a good thing for everybody involved, including us. So.
After the data is collected here, Sergeant, what is the next step?
Basically, it falls to me and my operations NCO here at the detachment to, we collaborate together and sort of determine the priorities for the year, kind of try to boil things down and collate them into some three or four main points that we can focus on, just to kind of give us some direction and focus for our operations in our detachment area. And sort of create some measurable goals, like how do we know we're accomplishing anything throughout the year. So we prepare that, and sort of those start April 1st.
Does it make things easier with the input that you gather, especially with the wide area of real estate that you have to cover?
Very much, yeah. And each community is unique. That's something, you know, this is my fifth posting with the RCMP, and while there's always some similarities in communities, there's always differences as well on what the needs and expectations of each community is for their police service. So we're always wanting to sort of tailor our operations as best we can to the unique needs of each area, municipality, and community.
Things looking bright for 2022?
Yeah, I think so. As I mentioned, we've seen some really positive crime trends as of late. Anybody who's lived in our detachment area here over the last, through the summer months especially, we had a real increase in in property crime. We're able to do some good work coordinating with our crime reduction unit out of our district headquarters in Grand Prairie to target some of the prolific offenders that were causing everybody headaches. And we were able to get some good charges laid, some of the bad guys in jail, and so that's had a really positive impact on our crime trends here the last 2 or 3 months. So we're hoping to continue that into the new year.
Sergeant Scott Ritchie is the detachment commander with McLennan's RCMP. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.